not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. And let me back up. Good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Briley. Sorry, Briley. Will you forgive me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyway, Briley Pritchard's in here. She's the junior at Elk City. She's the reporter for the Elk City chapter FFA, and she's just here every Friday to help me.
Yep.
When she can, as long as schoolwork don't get into her work. Anyway, we got a big show. Do we have a big show? We do have a big show on plan today. Lieutenant James Edwards in here from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife. He is the game warden for Beckham County. And there's been a hot topic going around on social media, black-headed buzzards, and I guess he wants to help me out. So, you people, you're making me famous, and I don't need to be. It was a simple picture. So anyway, we got that going on, and let's see here. First, let's check out some temperatures. 85 degrees at Slap Out, 88 degrees at Freedom. Cheyenne, the home of the world famous secret weapon. 89 degrees at Hollis, 86 at Hobart, 86 at Fort Cobb, where I was yesterday. It was muggy down there, but anyway, it was nice. Anyway, more on that later in the show, because there's a lot of stuff I didn't get to discuss that happened after the show. And out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 85 degrees at Lipscomb, Miami, 84, 88 at Wellington, 90 at Odell. So anyway, well, joining Briley and I for the show is Lieutenant James Edward, game warden for Beckham County. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
Oh, no problem. Anyways, so the other day, a unidentified person sent me a picture of a black-headed buzzard. And anyway, I posted it on our KCO Facebook page. Boy, the world come alive, didn't it? Every game warden in Western Oklahoma hates me right now, don't they?
We're just fixing to have a meeting to discuss you here just in a little bit.
Yeah, anyway, remember, I just moved. And I haven't got my forward averages. Well, anyway, black-headed vulture looks similar to the red-headed vulture, which is the turkey vulture, and a juvenile red-headed turkey vulture actually is black-headed. But we have, because our photographer used to be a wildlife biologist, so she knows what she's talking now. But anyway, so we have a lot of cowboys out here in Western Oklahoma, and you know, farmers or cattle producers are pretty hard-headed. You're one of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what they were talking about, well, I'm just going to shoot it. Well, it's not that easy, is it?
No, and first off and foremost, you know, I want people to understand, you know, I'm right there with them. I'm raising cattle just like everybody else, and I don't want any depredation or damage to my cattle. It costs money. But we do have rules. We do have laws. In place, not just on the state level, but also the federal level, which these birds actually, you know, are represented under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So first off, identification, like you talked about, you know, the turkey vulture, the common one that we see out here, has the red head, everything. Everybody sees them always scavenging on dead critters, mainly in the road a lot of times. And they're important to the ecosystem because they do that. They help get that carrion away. black vultures have been slowly easing this way. In fact, Chad Mason, that used to live out here, called me a few years ago after they moved back to eastern Oklahoma, and he was having a problem with them over in Hughes County. And I got him pointed in the right direction on this USDA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife depredation order that allows for people to become signed up under the U.S. Department of Agriculture website to control problems with black vultures. Turkey vultures typically are not going to mess with live livestock.
It's
they're rare. Not going to. They are pretty much going to just deal with dead stuff. Now, just like with anything, if it's really sick, if it's really weak or whatever, they might. I'm not going to say that they're not. But the black vultures actually have exhibited signs of depredating or picking on baby livestock of all varieties, lambs, calves, everything. They are a little bit smaller than the turkey vulture. Again, they have their characteristics. They have the darker head. They have more of a black body. The turkey vultures have kind of a blackish brown body. They're, like I said, they're a little bit bigger. But what this depredation deal is, and you know, we don't need everybody going out here and shooting vultures, but if you're having an issue and you're seeing depredation, not just because they showed up, but if you're seeing an issue, get this depredation order, get this depredation permit through the Department of Ag that will allow you to take or kill up to 10. It was just increased earlier this year. It was 5. Now it's up to 10 per year. Now, the big deal with that is you got to fill out the application. You have to use non-lethal measures as much as possible, which one of those is lasers, lights, different things like that. A lot of that's not feasible. Some use propane cannons, the Okro guns.
Right.
That can be used. You can only use shotguns with non-toxic shot. Waterfowl hunters are used to that. You can't use lead shot in the taking. You have to report how many you took to the Department of Agriculture, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, within by the end of December each year. And the important thing here, use of black vulture carcasses. So if you kill one, the big thing, and it's shown very, very, very effective, is to use them as effigies. In other words, take them in a prominent place on your property, high up in there if you can, on a tower, on a
windmill,
tree, wherever,
yeah.
Especially where they're, if they're roosting, if they are hanging out in a certain area, whatever, hang it upside down in a manner where its wings will be displayed out, and they do not like that. They will leave. The others will leave the area. And that is a requirement of these permits. The other requirement is only livestock operators can get it, not just every
Michael
Joe Blow.
Odom or somebody
you
like
know,
that.
You know, somebody that's not out there actually doing the production. You know, like I said, I've been very pro-farmer my whole life. My granddad was a farmer. Been out here. We've had issues with deer and other things out here, and I've tried my best to help people help themselves.
Right.
And this is another thing. Be vigilant. If you're seeing these black vultures show up on your property, keep a close eye on them. There's nothing against scaring them off. There's
right.
nothing against hazing them and trying to get them to leave. Another thing that they kind of exhibit is they don't have as much fear typically as the turkey vulture. Chad Mason told me that. He said that they killed one of his calves, and it really, like, he drove up there and they wouldn't
leave. They didn't care.
You know, they didn't care. But he did say, you know, as soon as he killed one and hung it up, problem was gone, you know. Now, they can come back, but like I said, what we want to do is, obviously it caused a great stir, and we want to get the information out there for people to be able to help themselves. Like I said, it's not if they show up and you got, you know, just because one showed up that we need to start going out here and you know, doing stuff. It's if we start seeing a problem, I've already talked to one of the ag trappers for the Department of Agriculture. He said, you know, he'd heard, and you said yesterday there were several over there at Fort Cobb. He said Caddo County's had some issues. Down around Tipton, they've had some issues. But let's just keep our heads about us, not just go out here and start shooting stuff.
Yes. Well, that's why I wanted you to come on, because that's not what my post was meant for. It was to get people's attention that they are in the area, and we're in our fall calving season.
Sure, absolutely.
And so anyway, but also need to remind people, these are federally
yep.
protected birds.
Yep, under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So you can be, if you do illegal things in relation to these birds, you can be charged both state and federally.
Right.
The thing of it is the only birds that are truly not protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act are European starlings, house sparrows, and pigeons. So anything that you kill outside of that is protected basically under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. And so, like I said, there's reasons for that. You know, like I said, we're not trying to keep people from protecting their livestock or anything like that. We just want people to help themselves and do it in the right manner.
Right.
And that's all we want. And like I said, anybody that wants to think that we're not about helping landowners and stuff like that, come ask some of the people around that I've dealt with, and I do it myself. So
you guys help me so much, and I know you help a lot of my neighbors. So yeah, I don't have that conception of you. Nah. So in any way, but there's anyway, you got any questions you want to ask Lieutenant James? This is your first time with a game warden in the room, huh?
Yeah, I don't have any.
You don't?
Nope.
All right. So if anybody's got any questions, it probably just need to get on the ag website,
Oklahoma Department of Agriculture website. If you just go Google search black vulture depredation Oklahoma, it's going to give you some links. Not that everybody's going to hear it, but I'll leave this stuff with you if you want to post it up there.
Okay.
www.ag.ok.gov/black-vulture-sub-permittee-application. It also has their number of 405-521-4039. Here's another thing that, according to their website, it says if you believe you have depredation by black vultures or any other type of bird of prey, you may be eligible for compensation through the Livestock Indemnity Program with the USDA Farm Service Agency. So you can actually contact, if you feel like you've had that problem, you can contact them, and you may be eligible for compensation through that program.
It's kind of what they're using for those people up in Colorado with those wolves,
exactly.
I remember right.
Exactly.
Exact same deal.
Well, at least this wasn't the government saying we need to bring black vultures in.
Yeah.
So, let's just say that. I, you know, I'm not glad to see them, just like everybody else, but we got to learn how to live with them and deal with them and protect our livestock and do what we can to do things right. And
right.
That's all it's about.
Yeah. And you know, I seen a couple of responses on that post on KCO about the ones here on the AT&T tower and the tower over at Sayre. I'm not saying there's not a black-headed vulture in that bunch, but those are all the ones they're migrating south.
Yeah.
And they come through here every year.
Yep.
Going south. And
that's...
they come back through here in spring headed north.
Yeah, the old adage is it's fall. It's truly fall when the turkey vultures leave
right.
for the winter, and it's truly spring when they return.
Right.
That's another thing that was discussed in some of the stuff that I've researched on these is they love those towers, cell towers, any kind of towers to roost on. City of Elk City's had Department of Ag out here to try and scare them away. Sayre, same thing. So they're a resource as well. We've got a great government trapper in the area, Greg Shaw.
Yep.
Does a great job. All those guys do a great job. If you're really having a big problem like that, contact them. They can help you.
Yeah.
That's their job. So, like I said, we want farmers to be able to help themselves, but we also want everything done the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, and Greg's good. Matter of fact, I got a call from him yesterday because of you. I was down at Fort Cobb, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
And anyway, he said, What have you done now, Jimmy? That's the first thing that come out of his mouth. But anyway, but I was down at Fort Cobb yesterday speaking to your old stomping grounds, and that's just a cool place.
It's a neat place. I spent my first 15 years of my career down there. So
there's just a lot of water drains through there.
Lots of peanuts. Used to be lots more peanuts, but
there's a lot more this year.
There's a lot more down there this year.
Since I was down there yesterday, they said 8,500 acres was down there, and they were already digging them. So,
yep.
It's just a cool place and good people. I went to the Crow's Nest and got me a good old cheeseburger and some tater tots, and she brought me a piece of pumpkin pie for dessert.
Remember, a moment on the lips, forever on the hips, Jimmy.
Yeah, whatever. Lieutenant James Edward, game warden for the Department of Oklahoma Department of Wildlife. Thank you so much. And if they have any doubt, just they can shout at you.
Yeah, they can shout at us.
His phone line's always open from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Hey, how's dove season been going?
Dove season's pretty good. Kind of sparse. I think we had that cool front that came through, early right there before, and pushed a lot of our birds further south. Now, the guys down south, Kiowa, Greer, Tillman, Jackson, say it's unbelievable. Of course, they have a lot better feed fields and stuff down there. Around here locally, it's been so-so. Teal season, which opened last weekend, kind of been a bust. I mean, here we are going back into the mid to upper 90s, so it's not the greatest weather. But it's been okay. Had a few issues here and there. But pretty much kind of normal.
So can we leave on a humorous note? What's the one thing you don't say to a game warden?
You're just a blankety blank game warden.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I see that on Facebook sometimes, and asked the question. They would like 300 responses. And the guy says, "Hey, can you help me drag this deer out tonight?" So anyway, it's pretty good. James, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Safe travels out there.
Thanks, sir.
All right, we're gonna take a Wheeler General Store break. We come back. I don't know what me and Briley's gonna do, but I bet we can figure something out. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Canadian, Texas, here is your ag weather update. 86 degrees, feels like 86. Humidity's 42, dew point 60. The winds are out of the south at 18 with wind gust up to 23. Peak wind gust so far today is 32. No rainfall this month. No red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 82 degrees. Briley's working on a question up there for you guys. So you guys get your thinking caps on here in just a minute when she's got it all wrote down the way she wants to ask it, why it's fresh on your mind, but why we're waiting on her. Let's see what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Grain futures surged in overnight trading after Ukraine said Russian forces attacked a grain ship in the Black Sea. Ukraine president said a Russian missile hit a vessel carrying wheat that was bound for Egypt. The attack happened just after the ship left Ukrainian territorial waters. He said no casualties was reported. Let's see here. Prices also may be rising after the U.S. drought monitor showed the amount of abnormally dry land in Iowa and Illinois jump week over week. I don't know if you guys looked at the one in Oklahoma and Texas, but it's no way no. About 65% of Iowa was seeing dry conditions as of September 10th, up from 43% a week earlier and only 16% 3 months ago. Just under 77% of Illinois was abnormally dry, up from 58% a week earlier. Wheat futures for December delivery overnight jumped 10¾ cents to 589¼ a bushel. On the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures gained 9¼ to 595½ a bushel. Corn futures rose 3¾ to 409¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery added 3¾ to 10¼½ a bushel. Soy meal gained $1.60 to 324.80 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.2 cents to 39.59 cents a pound. Let's see here. Wheat sales for the week through September 5th came in at 474,000 metric tons. That's up 40% from the previous week and 11% from the last month's average. Pretty good. Taiwan, 105,000 tons. Philippines, 98,000 tons. South Korea, 91,000. Japan bought 63,000 tons. And let's see what else. Mexico, 54,000 tons. Exports of U.S. wheat for the week totaled 542,000 tons, up 15% week over week. Corn sales to overseas buyers in the 7 days ended on September 5th was 666,500 metric tons. Did you know your dad does all these numbers?
I did not know that.
He doesn't. I'm just kidding. He ain't got time for this. Anyway, Mexico was a big buyer of corn of 180,000 tons, followed by John Doe country at 167,000 tons, Japan at 81,000 tons, Colombia at 78,900 tons, South Korea at 68,000 tons. Soybean sales for the new marketing year totaled 1.47 million metric tons already. China bought 962,000 tons. The John Doe country took 127,000. Mexico, 100,000. Argentina, 88,000. And Indonesia was in there for 68,300 tons. So anyway, it's all good. Let's see weather. Not much going on today. It looks like thunderstorms through central Nebraska through the weekend. And then in this down here where we're at, isolated thunderstorms will develop in the Texas Panhandle this afternoon into the evening. Severe storms are in the forecast at this time. These storms are expected to refire Monday and Tuesday. Well, according to Sugar Daddy, when I was talking to him on the phone this morning, he said that the pain and some other weather forecasters were predicting a couple of inches next week for Oklahoma, for us out here.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good time of the year. You ready for your question?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. So what we need from you is, so say we got 100 texts. You want to take like the third one?
Sure.
All right.
Third.
So the third person to text in the correct answer and their name. If you want to play, you can text in, but don't put your name, please. But if you want to win what she's got, I think everybody will want to win this.
Mm-hmm.
You're chomping at the bit. You want it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so text in 580-225-9697, your answer and your name. What's the question?
Earlier, Lieutenant James Edwards was in here talking about the permits for the Black Vultures to win a free burger meal at 66 to go. How many vultures can you kill per year with the permit?
There you go. Repeat the question, just in case somebody didn't get it all.
How many vultures can you kill in 1 year with this permit?
Permits from the Department of Agriculture.
Yes.
Yes, sir, ma'am. And yeah, that's a whole meal. Drink, fries, burger, everything.
Yep.
Out. 66 to go. So what'd you tell me your favorite was out there?
The burgers.
The burger. Yeah, so you want to answer that and win it?
Yeah, Dad, hurry up and answer.
All right, let's see here. Let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Grain Update. Current prices, all right? Anyway, let's see here. We got all kinds of answers coming in on my phone, and none of them are correct. I can tell you that. Anyway, September corn. Oh, let's back up. Let's go to December corn. 411, up 5 3/4. March is 429, up 5. Soybeans for November, 1004, down 6 1/4. Soybean meal for October is 317 even, down 190. And let's see here. Soybean oil, October, 39.62, down 71. Hard red winter wheat, December, 594, up 8.5. March is 607, up 8. And what else we got over here? Oil out of West Texas, October, 68.77, down 20 cents. And then we got natural gas down a little bit. October is 231. Looks like he's been dove hunting, hadn't he? JC walked in here with all that camo on. Anyway, NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all up pretty nicely today. Let's see here. Live cattle for October, 177.95, down 0.07, down 7 cents. December is 178.75, down 15. February is 179.77, down 17, or up 17, I'm sorry. And December was up 15, not down 15. Only October was in the red. September, feeders, 242.15, up 10. October, 239.72, down 2 cents. November's 235.67, up 20. Lean hogs for October, 78.72, down 17. And that's about it. All right. Well, We're going to go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. We come back. We got a lot to talk about. So I think we might talk about pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And you really, really want to talk about squash bugs really bad. And I want to hear about your adventures at the State Fair. All right? So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away from computer repair to network installation. We've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Briley, you did really good with that question. We got a lot of responses.
Yeah, we also got a winner.
Yeah, tell everybody who it is.
The winner is Cheryl Thomason.
Yeah, congratulations, Cheryl. You won you a free burger, fries, and drink.
Yep.
And your mom would have won if she had just put her name down instead of saying mom.
Yeah, mom, why'd you not listen to the rules?
Yeah. Has she ever told you that you don't listen?
Yes.
All right, let's check out the forecast for. Let's go with, I hadn't been to Buffalo in a while, so we're going to do Here is your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update for big city of Buffalo. 87. I told you guys the other day it was going to be windy today, and it is. Dew points 58, humidity's 38. If anything I can do, I can predict wind. I always get the wind right. Winds are out of the south at 19 miles an hour with wind gust up to 28. 10-day rain total, 0.04 inches. That's 0.041 of an inch for you guys in Roger Mills County. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 80 degrees. Sunset, 7:49. And forecast today, 93. Looks like you're going to get there. And tonight, 64 degrees. The winds slack off a little bit. But tomorrow, the winds will be out of the east, southeast, and a high of 93. Not too bad. So the next time I go on an OSU field trip, I need you to go with me. That was really cool yesterday. I did my show from the Cattle Kiowa, I hope I get this right, Cattle Kiowa Votech Center anyway. Mm-hmm. And anyway, the Oklahoma Peanut Commission had their annual meet or quarterly meeting, whatever they call it there. So I got to talk to David Nolan and Mark DeLeon and had a good time. Then I got to go play out in the field. So they're so for people that don't know where the Cattle Research Center is, the Cato County. I don't know. It says Cato Research Center there. OSU Center there at Fort Cobb. It's west end of the dam, right behind it. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's got a high fence around it. It's really cool, very clean, very. It's in better shape than a lot of people's yards in town. So they take them guys there. I got to meet them for a little while and talk to them. They're really cool guys because that's a royal pain, those research plots, because a lot of those they got a hand plant.
Yeah.
And they got weed plots, cotton plots with this control and that control, nutrients and all that. It's really cool. And so anyway, I had a good time out there. I think every professor in the cotton and peanut and bugs and insects and nutrients from OSU was there, plus some people from the USDA was there. Kelly was there. She's really sharp. And plus they had some students that are working there for the USDA and OSU were there. They were from different countries because one of them I could not understand. And even she couldn't even understand Gibbonics, my language. So anyway, she was, I don't know. I think she told me hi. She might have told me something else. I don't know. Anyway, but they was doing it real good. I got to meet a lot of producers from that area. And they, you know, they have struggles in that area just like we all do. And anyway, their peanut blasting went really good. It looks like, in my opinion, the Olay peanut was, I called it the Olay, but it's Olay, they say. is going to do very well down there. And the Spanish 17 right behind it's going to do good. And then they had a Valencian, I think is, I don't know if it's a Hampton 25 or something, peanut that's going to do pretty good. I didn't realize there were so many varieties of peanuts. I know there's four categories, but I'm talking varieties in those categories of peanuts. They had, I got to look at 30 different peanut vines that got pulled up, so to be your own judge. And Dr. Rebecca was out there. She's the plant, what do they call them? Dude, I'm going to mess this up so bad. Anyway, she does surgery on plants. Yeah. So anyway, she pathology, is that right? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I think so. Plant pathology. Come on, Kent Watkins, tell me if I said that right. Anyway, she was out there, and she's the one that came out to my place when I had these leaves show up on my peanuts early. Anyway, she was real honest with me yesterday. She said she still doesn't really know what that was.
Yeah.
And so she assured me that she was still working on it. She sent some leaf samples that they got from my peanuts to Georgia the other day. And then she sent some to the USDA's Research Center in South Carolina. So she does. She takes her job serious.
Yeah.
So hopefully he figures out what it is so I can tell people what it was, and maybe if they see it, they'll know what it is, and they can treat it, because they don't know what we need to treat. So anyway, it was a fun trip yesterday. So anyway, hey, this is a couple that lived in Maryland. You like good vegetable garden stories, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, one of my listeners the other day at the round table at Southbound bragged on you.
They did.
She said, that young lady knows her gardening, Jimmy. You should have her on more often. I said, why don't you listen every Friday and you'll figure out she is on every Friday now, huh? Anyway, so this young couple, or I don't know if they're young, but this couple, fourth generation Maryland farmer, Taylor Huffman, creating agritourism events to supplement ag income is a way of life. So, you know, we got the hay deal down south of Elk City.
Yeah.
And then we had the corn maze, which they don't do that anymore, that was over at Weatherford, right there on the east side of Weatherford, along I-40. So, you know, stuff like that. Her parents started diversifying their hay operation 25 years ago with a corn maze and eventually a U-Pick pumpkin patch that featured a cannon for pumpkin chunking. So anyway, they got my attention. I'm thinking pumpkins. Anyway, when her father passed away in 2013, Taylor and her husband bought the property, continuing to farm as well as host seasonal events, which grew into popularity, and it got a little complex, according to her. At the height of the pandemic, their fall festival drew 30,000 visitors. Why then did Huffman's decide to move 1,400 miles away to West Texas, I didn't even write this, but it sounds like I did. Move west to Texas and start over. So anyway, I didn't write this, I promise you. The main reason we came to Texas is the lack of regulation and the freedom to be creative and come up with business. Taylor tells Davis Michelson on the latest episode of Grow Getters, a podcast that showcases how farmers are diversifying their operations. We sold it all and moved here and left behind a lot of opportunity. But COVID made us realize we want to be in a place of freedom and opportunity. The move required at least 10 long trips, some of which included two trucks pulling trailers, but hauling all their equipment and belongings halfway across the country was a breeze compared to transporting the farm's agritourism model, business model. Growing up in Maryland, there was orchards and you pick strawberries and blueberries and on the farm creameries and just so many opportunities for the public to go out to the farm. And that is seriously lacking here in Central Texas. And so we decided that's what we're going to try to offer. They established Western Bell Family Farm just north of Waco and started growing specialty crops, sunflowers, strawberries, and of course, pumpkins. If state regulations in their new home were more forgiving, the climate mostly says a lot of difference between Central Texas and Maryland weather, I'm guessing. They dealt with searing heat and record-breaking drought. The first pumpkin crop died from the lack of water. Fire ants took the next one. Let's be honest, growing pumpkins in Central Texas is really hard, Taylor says on their podcast, but a mix of prayer and perseverance paid off. And this year, the Huffmans hosted an Easter festival, a strawberry you pick event, a sunflower festival, and starting September 21st, which is coming up, 8 days? A pumpkin festival. After surviving a big move and even bigger agronomic challenges, the family feels like they're right where they belong. How cool is that?
That's really cool.
All right. Yeah, that's got me thinking, but my wife doesn't like crowds at the farm because I got the deal coming up with the high tunnel. She's not happy. So I'll have to fence her off over there. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. And also, want to talk squash bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. And Riley's really fascinated by squash bugs. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 6th. 2,644 head were sold. 14 head of steers at 381 brought 352.50. 10 at 416 brought 313. 6 at 603 brought 238. 5 at 644 brought 242. 4 at 673 brought 223. 23 at 706 brought 238. 14 head of heifers at 404 brought 302. 7 at 526 brought 253. 4 at 550 brought 241. 10 at 659 brought 223.50. 9 at 676 brought 220. 5 at 696 brought 214.50. Butcher cows were 33 to 157. Butcher bulls were 91 to 182. Bred cows were 1335 to 2550. Pairs brought 2025 to 2825. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater. Featuring 42 registered age advantage bulls, also an elite group of 17 registered heifers, and over 100 bred commercial heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the first Monday in October. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our seven dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out the forecast for Hollis. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for a big city of Hollis. Do you know that Hollis is the capital of Harmon County?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Do you guys study counties and history in school anymore?
I'm not even in a history class.
Oh. Well, then you're going to learn history from Jimmy. How's that?
Sounds good.
Hey, what do you think about my tomato?
It's huge.
Yeah. Anyway, I picked it a little early. I'm kind of shocked. Splitting's not bad on it. You probably seen
that's
worse.
That's not bad at all.
Anyway, so I think it weighs 1.4 pounds. That's the biggest tomato that's come out of the high tunnel this year.
Yeah. It's the size of my hand.
Yeah. And, you know, my boss is way down the hall there in his office. He said he's going to puke next time he hears the word high tunnel. So anyway, high tunnel, high tunnel, high tunnel. So anyway, there you go. Anyway, let's check out the weather for Hollis. 92 degrees, feels like 93. Dew point 63, humidity's 38. The winds are out of the south at 15 with wind gust up to 21. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 81 degrees. Sunset at 7:49. 98 degrees today, 68 degrees tonight, and 102 tomorrow, back up into the triple digits. Well, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. So if you're looking for deer corn, the Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, to be sure to check out all their different meat seasonings, Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few. And the Elk Creek's meat right here in Elk City. Feed season is right around the corner. The Wheeler General Store has been a high-pro dealer for nearly 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, contact Mr. Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. Nathan's number again, 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just on the east side of Wheeler, Texas, on Highway 152. As always, they look forward to serving you. And speaking of feed sacks, bale wrap, it has started. And I'm going to harp on it, starting again today. And I think the people that don't like for me to harp on bale wrap, feed sacks, stuff like that, are the guilty people. Okay? And so anyway, as soon as I find this number here, because I don't have the picture with me. Anyway, guess what? So have you seen those nets on the back of farmers' trucks that says catch all?
Yeah.
And there are those black things. Anyway. They just got a big shipment in of 1,000 of them. And so I've started to see a little bit of hay wrap on the highways and county roads and feed sack. Matter of fact, I've seen a feed sack right in the bar ditch this morning where the media goes down to asphalt as you're coming down the hill on Highway 6 by the golf course. A couple feed sacks in there. Come on, guys. We can do better.
Yeah.
We really can. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it. But I know I went and picked up a bunch that I didn't lose. So anyway, because sometimes I don't have that deal on or I don't secure it. And we all have accidents, but I think there's some guilty people out there that don't care. But anyway, you can get these catch-alls at Ray's Boot and Saddle here in Elk City. And they got 1,000 of them in. Or if you want to call Will at 580-567-0021. Easy number to remember, 580-567-0021, to buy the deal. They stick on the back with a magnet.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to put mine back on as soon as I empty all this boxes of chemicals I got on the back of my truck off. I'm getting ready to put mine back on. So everybody needs to just be good to Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And I seen some hay wrap in the highway down there on 152 by Fort Cobb yesterday. And what is that that goes to Carnegie? 142, 146, whatever highway. I seen a little bit in there. So everybody in every county is guilty. It's just not you people in Beckham and Roger Mills County. So anyway, please, please, please. It saves the story behind Will actually coming up with this deal to put hay wrap in. And there's some guys that's got pipes on their truck and stuff like that. And I'm not saying you got to buy one of these. We don't need one. But his mom, I think, had a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And she went from somewhere to a ball game. And hay wrap got wrapped up around the drive shaft on her car.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mom wasn't happy.
Mm-mm.
Especially with a Camaro. I don't remember what model or what year that Camaro was, if it was a new one or older one, but I wouldn't be happy either way.
No.
So anyway, that was one of the reasons behind this. So it's good reasoning. And the county and highway workers would really enjoy you. Squash bug, spit her out.
So recently someone asked me, where do squash bugs go when there's no squash, and where do they come from when the squash are back? The answer is the adult bugs can fly or crawl and hide in old mulch, dead plants, and lots of other places after the garden season is over. A couple days ago, when I went up to the state fair to enter all of my veggies, someone asked me how we handle our squash bugs because she can never get her watermelon to grow as big as mine was because the squash bugs always eat them. I told her that we never really have a big problem with them, but if you do have a problem, here's what you can do to help. Although we have not tried this yet, while researching this year, we found that you can pull all of your old squash plants and pile them up. And we figure this will work with watermelons too. And then all the squash bugs will go and like hibernate in those plants. And then whenever they're all bedded down in there, light the pile on fire.
There we go. Cool. Well, let's talk about some more bugs next week. Want to?
Yes.
All right. We got to go. It's over. You guys have a wonderful weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Briley. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.
He's in his opponent's home state. I'm Lisa Brady.